President pledges border crackdown.
We're going to keep these people out of our country. Vote Republican.
Pain patch shows promise.
If you have a migraine, you're kind of out of commission.
NFL cheerleader takes a knee.
Pretty brazen and pretty bold.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the midterm election closing in, President Trump is pledging an asylum crackdown. CBS's Major Garrett says he used a rally in a state with a key Senate battle to hit hard on border issues.
We called up the military because we're not going to let people come into our country when you look at that illegally. Not going to happen.
President Trump told an overflow crowd in central Missouri he would seal the southern border in advance of a Honduran migrant caravan still weeks away.
People have really galvanized over this. We want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally and through merit, and through merit.
Earlier at the White House, the president said he would use executive power to require migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. to apply only at ports of entry, not at the border where they can apply now.
We're building massive numbers of tents, and we will hold them in tents.
The U.S. processed nearly 330,000 asylum claims last year, almost double the number 2 years earlier.
Correspondent Stephen Portnoy says the president's proposal is legally dubious.
In his speech, the president suggested that asylum seekers who don't present themselves at a proper port of entry will have their claims rejected. But he's directly contradicting the law on that, which says asylum seekers can make a claim whether or not they come in at a designated port of arrival. Asked how his plan comports with the text of the law, Mr. Trump said simply, oh, this is totally legal.
Now to Georgia, where the high-stakes race for governor brought out Oprah Winfrey.
You all are on the precipice, on the very precipice of a historical election.
She stumped for Democrat Stacey Abrams. Vice President Pence was in the state for her Republican opponent, Brian Kemp. Control of the House and Senate, of course, is on the line next week, too. CBS News Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
One of the groups we're watching is women who say that the economy is good, but don't like the direction of the country. And we go a little further and we ask why that is. And by big partisan gaps, they feel like the Democrats are addressing issues of concern to women, but that Republicans and Donald Trump are not.
Voters in many places will have issues along with candidates to consider next Tuesday. Live to CBS's Gary Nunn.
Referendums are covering a wide range of issues, Steve. On the ballot in Idaho, Nebraska, and Utah, Medicaid expansion, something already rejected in seven other states. Washington and Oregon will decide on taxing sugar-sweetened drinks. Constitutional amendments on abortion on the ballot in Alabama and West Virginia. Legalizing pot products for medicinal use will be decided in Missouri and Utah. And Massachusetts will decide whether hospital nurses should be limited to a specific number of patients they can care for at one time. Steve?
Damage assessments going on today in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi after a day of powerful storms blamed for at least two deaths. At least 12 tornadoes have been confirmed. Thousands of people don't have power. Tennessee has carried out the death penalty using the electric chair for the first time since 2007. 63-year-old Edmund Zagorski was convicted of killing two men during a drug deal. Reporter Adam Tabarin was a witness to the execution.
The warden said, Mr. Zagorski, do you have any last words at this time? And then that's when Mr. Zagorski said, let's rock.
Zagorski was supposed to be executed by lethal injection a few weeks ago, but at the last minute requested the chair. On the Health Watch, results are preliminary but promising on a patch that delivers medication to treat migraine headaches. Glenn Brown's been one of the patients using it at Tufts Medical Center in Massachusetts. He says it works faster than oral drugs.
It makes a huge difference because then you can get back to your day, you can get back to whatever you're doing.
The company that makes it reports few side effects and expects further study results next year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells KMOX Radio it could be a while before the U.S. responds to the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're continuing to understand the fact pattern. We are reviewing putting sanctions on the individuals that we have been able to identify to date that were engaged in that murder. It'll take us probably a handful more weeks.
New York City police expected to say more today about the case of two Saudi Arabian sisters. CBS's Jerika Duncan says their bodies bound together washed up on shore on the Hudson River last week, 2 months after they were reported missing in Virginia.
The NYPD is now leaning towards suicide as a possible cause of death. CBS News has learned police are tracking 16-year-old Tala Faria and her sister, 23-year-old Rotana's movements through the use of their credit card transactions and a phone number the sisters used. Investigators are also looking at hotels, transportation, and boutique shops for video evidence to retrace their whereabouts.
Last night, it wasn't a player. It was a 49ers cheerleader who took a knee during the national anthem at San Francisco's NFL game with the Oakland Raiders.
I just thought it was a peaceful, respectful, constitutionally protected free speech.
I would get rid of her.
Why?
Because I support the national anthem.
Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick began the anthem protest more than 2 years ago. It's largely been a non-issue during the current NFL season. The final chapter for a late rock singer has yet to be written. CBS's Matt Piper says there's now a court battle.
Singer Chris Cornell died just over a year ago by suicide.
Black hole sun.
And now his widow Vicky has sued a doctor she says overprescribed him drugs, leading to his death. She says the pills, especially the anti-anxiety drug lorazepam, led to erratic behavior from the Soundgarden frontman that caused him to engage in, quote, dangerous, impulsive behavior.
What's new in music dates back more than four decades. Bob Dylan has reissued his acclaimed 1975 album, Blood on the Tracks.
Early one morning, the sun was shining, and he was lying in bed.
More Blood, More Tracks includes an acoustic version of Tangled Up in Blue. And in fact, all the songs in various takes recorded over a four-day stretch when the album was produced. Foods that heat up in an instant are convenient, but CBS's Pam Coulter tells us about the downside.
A new study presented to the American Academy of Pediatrics says those prepackaged microwavable soups and noodles cause burns to nearly 10,000 children each year. They account for at least 2 out of 10 scald burns that send kids ages 4 to 12 to the ER. The most commonly burned area is the torso, and a majority of the victims were girls. Emory University's Dr. Courtney Allen says once heated, the instant soups become a dangerous burn risk, and caregivers need to closely supervise younger children using the products. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
When it comes to cell phones and cancer fears, there's conflicting information to add to the mix. Two federal agencies are at odds. One has issued a warning from an earlier study suggesting radiation from the devices causes cancer in rats. Another said that's not a reason for humans to worry. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.